It's a Sunday afternoon in a neighborhood near the center of Bucharest. Pepita is playing outside the heating tunnel she lives in, while her sisters and cousins are begging for food and money. She's growing up without a home and spending her nights below the ground with a group of older children, most of them high on drugs all the time.
Can you say your name?
Cum te numești?
Pepita.
And where do you live?
Unde locuiești?
La canal.
In the underground.
Her big brown eyes sparkle when she looks at me. She seems cheerful and bright. She wears old clothes. Her shoes are torn and full of holes. Her tiny hands are dirty. Pepita is one of the many very young children living in the Bucharest underground tunnels. A dark, humid and dangerous place. It's an entire city under the city where they live.
Florina untruma?
Da.
It would be very difficult to go there by myself. There is drug abuse, aggression, diseases.
Zisa ia să se vorbească cu Marian.
A zisa vine încoa.
Sergiu is a homeless man. He's kindly agreed to guide me down into Bucharest's underground. Sergiu himself now sleeps under a bridge. He got off drugs and is back in school. And then I'm invited to crawl down into a manhole.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Buon dia.
Fredo.
Mitra. Mitra.
Florina.
Come andiamo?
Robert.
Robert.
Florina.
It's intensely hot down here. It's a very dark, super small place, a bit claustrophobic, and the smell is terrible. I see around 6 kids. There are some mattresses on the ground. There's a candle burning. After we talk a bit, Sergiu tells me that these kids are all using drugs. Most of them are high on paint. They call it aurolac, a type of silver paint with intoxicating fumes inhaled from plastic bags. We're up at street level again. Even though Ceausescu was executed in 1989, the impacts of his horror policies are living on till this day. Under Ceausescu's regime, orphanages were filled with abandoned kids living in very poor conditions, facing abuse and negligence. When the communist system collapsed, those children were finally free and most of them ran away. To survive, they found their way to the underground, where it was relatively safe to hide and because of the heating pipes that provide warmth in the cold Romanian winters. The children and teenagers I've found in the underground today are part of the second, sometimes even third generation of the so-called Ceausescu children. Sergiu and I are walking a bit through the city.
How many of those places are there here?
A lot. I don't know the number, but there are a lot. A lot.
A big challenge for the kids nowadays, he says, is the police who want to close the improvised entrances to the tunnels. They don't offer them any alternatives, though. A few NGOs are trying their best, but most social workers I meet in Bucharest are exhausted. They feel they're in it alone and the government doesn't care. Like Raluca, who's been fighting for these children for the last 4 years. I meet her at Gara de Nord, the main railway station. A very young-looking boy approaches her. His name is Nico. Raluca takes care of him, a bit more than the others.
How old is he?
16.
He looks much younger, right?
Yes, smaller. He couldn't grow up. He's very ill. He has 3 worse diseases. He have AIDS, he have C hepatitis and TB. How long his life he will go on? Maybe some few years. They don't have food, clothes, and they are ill. They don't have medicine. Every month, 3 or 4, they are dying. They are burying them without name, without clothes, in a plastic bag. You know, when they are alive, they stay 2.5 meters down on the ground. When they die, they are wearing the plastic bag and they are going down 2 meters on the ground. It's the same thing for them. Nobody cares. nobody cares.
Non-governmental organizations are urging the Romanian government to come up with an action plan to get these children off the streets. But officially, many of them don't even exist, as they don't have any documents. The few existing state-run shelters and orphanages only take in babies and small children. By closing down the tunnels every now and then, authorities try to get rid of the problem, but don't seem to take responsibility to really solve it. Mitra Nazar for DW in Bucharest, Romania.